Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck, and we are back with another day of going through John chapter 3. And I don't know about you, but for me, this has just been such a fruitful exercise, such a fruitful reading of these scriptures, because even some new insights that I hadn't thought about before, even though I've read this many times, have come to me. And we've spent a couple of days going through these first 15 verses of Jesus's conversation with Nicodemus, this powerful ruler of Israel who comes to Jesus and asks him, "Who are you?" The question of every human heart, Jesus, who are you? And Jesus begins to reveal the central truths about the gospel and about why he came. That in order to see him, in order to believe in him, in order to have eternal life, we must be born anew of water and spirit. This is baptism, friends. And I love, again, we read this the other day, but it says, Augustine says this. He says, why water? Because it cleanses. Why spirit? Because it gives life. Baptism joins the two, cleansing and renewing. That's St. Augustine on these passages that we're reading. Jesus is inviting Nicodemus into something. And as I've been thinking about this and praying about this, these are really important parts of the gospel that sometimes we skip. That we're inviting people into a living relationship with the person of Jesus, but that requires something. There is a barrier to entry. Everyone is welcome, but people need to be able to enter through the door that is provided. And Jesus is saying, this is the door, Nicodemus. You can't do it by your intellect. You can't do it by your own will. You need to be renewed and changed. You need to be renewed and changed. And this is the way that Jesus is inviting us to do it. And friends, it's just a conviction for me as I'm speaking to people, as I'm inviting people into the gospel, we have to say what Jesus said. We have to preach what he preached. And we're going to get into that today and tomorrow as we hear some great words from Jesus and we hear some words from Jesus that feel a little bit harsh. So let's go ahead and let's pray and let's get to this last little chunk of the scripture that we're going to read today and tomorrow. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you were raised up on the cross, that you were high and lifted up, that you suffered wounds, that you were beaten, that you were killed for us. And we thank you, Lord, that through that you offer us new life, that by believing in you, we enter into this profound reality, this unbelievable, mind-blowing reality that we can have eternal life, something we don't even comprehend or understand, but help us to begin to comprehend and begin to understand it. Please, Lord, that through you we can have eternal life. Open up our eyes and our hearts today as we read your word to marvel at the gift that you give us. Help us, Holy Spirit, we beg you, that we would marvel at the gift of Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, that we wouldn't get used to it, that we wouldn't get comfortable with it, but we would be marveling and grateful for it. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we've been going, John chapter 3, we made it all the way through verse 15 where we left off. Is whoever believes in the Son of Man who's lifted up may have eternal life. So I'm going to go ahead and read John 3, 16 through 21, and we're going to go ahead and pick up and just see what the Holy Spirit has to say. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does what is true comes into the light, that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God." Such an amazing set of five verses. It's hard to know where to start here. It's just so powerful, friends, even as we read it. It's so powerful. It changes us. And I'm going to read 16 and 17 again. And I just want you to again listen, because this is one of those verses we become accustomed to. Just like those stories that we know in the Bible, we've learned it since we were young. We've learned it in Sunday school. And friends, I want you to just close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but maybe close the eyes of your heart and listen. Listen again to this. This is for you. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." This is unbelievable. And again, it's a truth. So much, honestly, friends, of this show is just us being reawakened to truths that we get used to. God loved the world so much. This is profound for people. Some people don't know. They think of God as just a master up in there. God as a slave driver. God as someone who just gives us what we want and then walks away. Maybe this is how you have been functioning with God. Remember, the heart of God is a father who loves. God loves the world. And not just you and me, not just Christians. God loves the people that you don't like. God loves the people who are mocking us. God loves the world. I love this from St. Augustine. It says, "This is the gospel in one verse. Love from the Father, sacrifice by the Son, life for the believer. What more could be said?" I love that it's so profound, because we read this and we're like, I know, God so loved the world. But Augustine is saying, it's the gospel in one verse, love of the Father, sacrifice by the Son, life for the believer. What more do you need? What more needs to be said? Friends, the world is desperate for this message. John Chrysostom, another father of the church, I've just been reading what the fathers of the church have to say about this. "The Son was given not to judge the world, but to save it. Do you see the unspeakable love of God? He gave his Son to enemies, to those who hated him, that they might live. He gave his Son to enemies, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." I love in Hebrews, we've talked about this, Hebrews chapter 1. "In the old days, God has spoken to them by the prophets, but now he has spoken to us by his Son." Not his slave, not his friend, his Son whom he loves, his only begotten Son. He sends him into the world. Why? Because he loves us. There's a parable in the Gospels that Jesus tells about, he leaves an owner of like a vineyard leaves, and he puts it under the guards of like the tenants of the vineyard. And he says, "Here, take care of it. Take care of this." And so he leaves, and then he sends back a messenger saying, "The king is coming back." And they take the messenger and they beat the messenger. And then he sends another person and they beat that person and they beat all the representatives on behalf of the king. And then the king says, "I'm going to send my son. I'm going to send the prince to tell them that the king is coming back. And surely they will listen to my son. Surely they will." And so he sends the son and they beat the son. They kill even the son. The father sends the son to enemies. You're saying, yeah, those other people that are enemies of God. No, before you were washed and regenerated in the Spirit, you were an enemy of God. You were an enemy of God. And the Father sent his Son to you. This is not just a message for others. Take it to heart right now. Let the Holy Spirit come into your heart and stir this up. God so loved the world that he gave you his only Son, his most prized possession, the one he loves most in the world, that he shares perfect intimacy with. He gave you his Son. And if you believe in him,
If anyone, if someone who's in prison right now who committed murder, if anyone believes in him, they should not die, but have eternal life. For God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world. God's plan is not to condemn you, but to save you. The entire human race is meant to be saved through the person of Jesus Christ. He is the door, but we have to believe in him. And friends, there's so many people out there who are suffering, who are distant from God, who believe in their heart that nobody loves them, who are sitting in their situation and believe nobody's coming for them. And maybe that was you. Maybe that is you. I don't know. I know at one point that was me, dead in my sin, caught up in my own selfishness, miserable in the prison of sin and desperation I'd created for myself, and I needed someone to come for me. And this is the center of it. It's not a set of rules. It's not, this is the best way to live. It's not, it makes the most sense intellectually. It's not all of these things. While those things exist, it's that God sent his son for me. The Father sent his son to come and get me. The best news ever, because the human race is in a dire situation. There are people who don't believe, and friends, they need to hear from you. Whether you're driving to work today, whether you're going to visit a family member who doesn't believe, people need to hear from you the greatest news of all time. And that news is someone is coming. I know you're stuck. I know you're alone. I know you're broken. I know you're desperate. I know you're in pain. I know your life has not turned out the way you thought it would, but someone is coming. The only Son of God is coming to save you. He's coming. And he's already come. It goes back, that ties back to Nicodemus. He's waiting for the Messiah. He's waiting his whole life for the one. And he sees Jesus and he says, could you be the one I'm waiting for? Friends, we're all waiting. The world is waiting. And what's happened in the world is we've been disappointed. We've been hardened. We've been afraid that it's too good to be true. So we numb, so we turn away. We live in our pride and our rebellion, and the world needs witnesses. The world needs preachers. The world needs teachers. The world needs lovers of God to go and to tell people through their word and their witness. It's not too late. That seed of hope that you have in your heart, that something could be different, that something could change, that someone is coming for you. It's true. It's true that everything has gone wrong, but it's true that there's someone who's come to make everything right. And his name is Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The best news ever, not just for a poster at a football game, but for each and every human heart. Join us again tomorrow as we continue on our last couple verses. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.